Mr. Douglas, what is it like to be playing in the Dunhill Championship alongside big pros such as your partner,
right,
Colin Montgomery,
right,
and other celebrities? What's the sort of good atmosphere?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, there's, you know, there, I can't think of really any other sport that allows you to play with the best players in the world as an amateur. So that's what's beautiful about the handicap system and golf in general. So I've been coming here for a really long time. Even the Dunhill Links has been on for 11 years, and before that it was the Dunhill Cup. So if it was not St. Andrews, it was in Turnberry, Loch Lomond at one time, up in Skibo, all in Scotland. And it's a real treat, you know, and they're very patient, the pros have put up with us.
What is it about golf that you enjoy so much?
It's just a wonderful opportunity to kind of sneak away, and when you find a sport, you get addicted to it and try to get better. Right now, it's been a great motivation for me. I'm a cancer survivor, recovering, and I'm just trying to get back, gaining my strength, and it's something for me to look forward to.
Definitely. And so you visited St. Andrews on multiple occasions, and you have an honorary degree from the university.
I have an honorary
degree,
yeah.
Do you have a particular affiliation with the town, would you say?
I don't. I mean, I do in the sense that I've been here, and they've been very generous. It was very kind of them. I have actually a number of students over the years who are the sons and daughters of friends of mine. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have dinner, I think, tonight with a couple of students whose parents that I know, checking in on them, minding up, making sure they're okay, you know. And it's a magical place, and especially with when we have weather like this.
Certainly. Okay, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you very much.
Have a good week.